Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Tom has been accused of having a big ego, so big his head couldn't even fit through the door. Let's find out just how big is your noggin this morning.
I don't understand who said that.
Now, I've got a big forehead. Mine's a five head. But we're not counting the length and the size. We're counting the circumference of your head to see if you're normal or not.
Who says I have a big ego?
I just heard that.
Move on.
Just not said, I guess, when you're in the room.
Pardon me?
Okay, so average adult head circumference is 21 3/4 inch, and a female's head is 22.5 inches. So the girls have smaller heads than the guys. Probably makes sense, right? But they say that you're supposed to place a tape measure around 2 fingers width above your eyebrows and ears to see just how big your head is this morning. So I got the tape measure out here. You guys ready?
Now, which wrinkle is 2 fingers above my eyebrows? Is that my second or third wrinkle?
Third.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, all right, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Cato, you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
and you might need to help him, Tori, because I don't know if you can do this by yourself.
Wow. I'm so jealous of his hair.
2 fingers above your...
Yeah.
Right there.
So at birth, the average head circumference is about 13.5 inches. Go help him. Don't laugh at him. You're sitting there laughing.
I'm laughing with him.
Okay.
He's just not laughing.
Grab that side.
Where are you? Oh, there we go. Okay.
Okay. So we're going to see who's got the biggest head here on the Hawk and Tom Show this morning. Okay. We need an app for this.
Yeah, because I just realized I don't know how to really tell measuring tape.
Oh.
Can you help?
Tom?
22.5 inches.
22.5? Okay, yours is normal, Cato, I guess. Or no, it's actually a little bit smaller than a normal male head.
I was wanting to be normal in something.
All right, go ahead and measure Tori's.
So
22.5 is actually for females. So you have the female size head, Cato.
Watch, mine will be big.
Okay.
What do you
hurry
mean?
Up.
What is
but
that?
This is inches, right?
Okay, yes.
Worse than me.
Hey, well, yeah. What's this other side?
Oh, no. You can get makeup on it.
Yeah.
All it's right. Okay. It's just tinted sunscreen. It's good for you. What are you doing back there?
All right. So Tori has it's about 21.
21 and a half.
21
that was
and
almost
a half.
My eyeball, Cato.
Yours is smaller, Tori.
Stop it.
Than the normal female.
Did you call me skinny?
Yeah, I kind of did. Your head's skinny. You got a skinny head.
That's why no hats ever look good.
You know what? Right, some girls can pull off the hat look, and some just can't. It looks like they're working.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So.
Like I'm about to haul hay when I wear a hat.
All right. Here we go. Tom's head is.
Wowzers.
Now, don't. You ain't supposed to pull it tight. Just. Okay. Yours is actually 23. Your head is 23 inches.
Is that normal? What was normal again?
Normal for the guys, 21 3/4.
Wait, what?
I thought it was bigger for the guys.
Yeah.
The average adult head circumference is 21 3/4. For females, it's 22.5.
So that would make women's bigger.
For females, 22 and a half. Oh, I guess so.
You in numbers, and you still bring them up.
No. I misread that. Average adult head. Okay.
So I got a small head, and she's got a normal head.
Yeah, I guess so.
But
it doesn't show males.
Yeah.
Well, it does. Just I think they counted the adults as the males right there.
No, it says 21 and three quarter for females, 22 and a half for males.
Okay.
So 23 is a tiny bit bigger than normal. What was yours, Cato?
21 and...
So you were a little smaller.
A little smaller.
Ugh. Okay.
I've been told that all my life, every date I was on.
All right, so...
You got to take your headphones off, silly. Yeah.
You got a big head. Yeah. We know my brain has plenty of room up there.
You going to help him, Tom?
No, I don't think it takes two people.
You did for us.
22 and a quarter.
22 and a quarter. So
I think you're supposed to measure twice and cut once.
Let's do the cutting.
What do you mean?
Measure twice and cut once.
It's a saying.
Oh, is it really?
That's the rule in construction. You measure twice and cut once.
Oh, okay.
Because if you don't measure twice, you end up cutting more than once.
So, I had a hand. Well, how about
22 and a quarter.
Okay. So mine is supposedly right then, right? No? Yeah. So Tom does have the biggest head here
does
on the
Hawking
Tom Show.
I forgot what mine was. What was mine again?
Yours is 20.
Small.
I think yours was smaller, wasn't it?
No, yours is 21 and a half.
What was Cato's?
His was 22 and a half.
Oh.
Mine's 22 and a half.
You have the smallest head here on the Hawking Tom Show.
Well, that is honestly so shocking because my big old brain, like, how does it even fit?
Yeah. And Tom's head is 23 inches. So we're going to have to get Tom a neck brace or something here to hold his head up.
So we can't complain next time he said he's got a big head. I mean, those people that said
say
it
that
can't complain.
They said for a comfortable hat fit, you should buy a hat that is like a half an inch larger than your head size. Of course, you can size them now, but sometimes you got the ones that are not, you know, don't have that little thing
in
the
back. I like the fitted hats, and I need to go buy one. I had one time, and I stretched it out, my big head.
And then a normal head shape is similar to an egg, slightly wider at the back than the front.
And mine's fried.
That's funny, Cato.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, it's kind of crazy. They ask people on the internet, what are some things that you're proud of? And then they looked at that list and they said, some of these things you should be embarrassed to be proud of. And then they made a list of those things that people are proud of and they should be embarrassed that they're proud of them.
Oh, okay.
And you know, there are a lot of cases where people are proud of something that they should actually be embarrassed of.
Well, who decides whether you should be or should not be embarrassed? Because
they do.
So they're judging people. Judge ye lest you not be judged, if I'm not mistaken.
Let me go ahead. You tell us what it is and I'll judge.
Okay. They said that people who are proud of their body count, and if you're not familiar with that term, it means the number of people that you have made out with. So this is like how sleazy you are.
I thought you were talking about BMI.
I did too. I'm like, mine's weight. I've gained weight.
Uh-huh.
They said that this basically shows whether or not you had any discretion or not, or whether you just basically made out with anyone that you could.
It is weird when people who are married and in real, like, long-term relationships, and they constantly talk about their exes, and they constantly talk about
them. Some people are insecure, and that bothers them.
I know you're calling out right now.
Some people get insecure, and they're like, oh, things that happened in the past make me nervous, whereas some people are totally like, okay, that was in the past, that was before we met. So, like, for example, my wife doesn't care if I was to talk about exes in some conversation.
Right.
You do frequently.
And I don't care if she does. But
are you
some
calling
other
out
people,
Tori?
I didn't mention any names.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But some people get really upset about that.
I just think it's like, at some point, you should probably grow up and not keep living in the past.
You know, girls focus, I dated in the past.
Yeah, focus on the life you've built right now.
But I mean, that is your day to day life that you talk about. But you also will mean just like anytime you bring up your past, sometimes an ex is in that past.
Let me tell you about junior high. when I was dating this girl.
I know we're not talking about me now because I didn't date anyone in junior high.
Oh, that's sad.
No, apparently not. Another thing is when people are super proud of the performance of their sport team as if they have anything to do with it.
Okay, we do talk about that. But you know what? A lot of people, they get so attached, and it's okay. We don't need to be judging that one because there's a lot.
It depends on how attached they get and how far they go
when
with it.
When you have somebody throwing beer bottles at big screen TVs. Okay. In a sports bar because some team loses.
That's what happened with Cato and his friend.
I didn't do it.
I know.
But I have friends that are very passionate. I mean, if their team loses, you just don't talk to them. They need the time to you know, reflect on the season.
I was telling you, a friend of mine, he gets bummed for a couple of days, like when Clemson loses, yeah.
I mean, I don't like for a team to lose that I'm pulling for, but I'm like, oh, they lost. Oh, so what are we doing next?
Exactly.
Right, most of the time, I don't even know who's playing. I'm so busy eating all the dips over there. I'm like, did they win? Did your team win?
I couldn't even tell you right now who was in the Super Bowl.
Oh, those two teams.
I don't know.
Taylor Swift was one of them.
Taylor Swift was in it. Yeah, I know that.
Okay. Another one is being brutally honest, especially when they're more brutal than honest.
That's Tom.
Some people are very proud of being brutally honest. That's not me.
No, I'm just saying you are brutally honest
sometimes.
Oh,
we're keeping score of how many.
Apparently, Hawk is just scoring everything against me, and that's just what he's doing.
No, you don't think you're brutally honest? Like, it doesn't bother you?
I think I'm pretty good at holding back. You should hear whenever I'm brutally honest.
Didn't you talk about her hair one time when you said
she looked like...
But you also have called her out about things.
I did was say that her home darkening treatment was really black.
You know what? I was about to defend you, but thank you, Cato. I'm on their team now.
You also said she looked like Professor Snipe.
Professor Snape. There is no Professor Snipe.
On Harry Potter when she dyed her hair black.
And you made fun of my under eye bags. And you made fun of when I tried to do something nice and bring in sweets for y'all. And you said, this is team sweet.
Did you even taste those cupcakes?
They weren't even cupcakes.
Oh, they weren't cupcakes. But no, they weren't.
Ain't it funny how Hawk sees my flaws but doesn't see his own?
No.
I'm just going to shut up because I don't even know.
That's funning around. Tom is serious, though, when he's calling you out.
Remove the thorn from your own eye before removing the plank from your neighbor's.
Well, I hope it's not a thorn in my eye because that'd be poking my eye.
Thorn in my side.
I will say I think I've done this too, but at least I say I'm just kidding after.
You take the edge off by saying that.
Because I really am just kidding.
No, you're not.
All right. I am. What else?
All right. They say people who are proud of the number of followers they have on social media.
I don't even know.
I don't see a problem with being proud of that, though, because that can actually bring money to people and it can actually be a part of their job. Now, if you're just going around bragging, I got 5,000 followers just to brag about it, that's one thing.
Yeah, I see your point. Now, so the kids nowadays, like on their text messages, if they have like this, because my son has a group text. Got in trouble because I answered it one time. He had like 10,000 unanswered texts. And it's like they show each other and make a big deal about
it. That's not the same thing at all.
I know.
That's just unanswered
a side
text.
Note. See, once again.
It's not the same thing.
Brutally honest. I'm just trying
to
make conversation.
That's just like I'm confused because you're talking about two different things and it sounds like you think they're both the same.
I'm saying.
I didn't even know what he said.
Brutally honest, Cato.
Oh, wow. Okay. Say just kidding, please.
I just didn't understand what you meant.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Okay. Another thing people brag about that they shouldn't be bragging about is how unhealthy they are.
Yeah.
And like they're proud of the fact that they don't ever exercise.
Oh, no.
They're
okay.
Proud of the fact that they've got diabetes.
Don't want to mention any names.
I'm getting to where you're going with that now.
Well, you know, it's some people are proud of the fact they don't make any effort to do it.
You're even brutally honest with yourself.
And he's not kidding.
I know.
It's people that are proud of not knowing how to use computers or any tech and not even trying to learn the basics.
I
try to learn, but it's like
a tennis match.
No, it's just taxing. It's like, you know, because it's so advanced sometimes.
Don't talk about your taxes. How many times you've been audited?
Oof.
Yes, try to.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Brutally honest. And then finally, they said when people are proud to say they don't read or they haven't read a single book since high school or boasting about being dumb or taking pride in their own ignorance.
What's the score of this tennis match now? Is it 30 serving love?
It's just bounced over here. I don't feel the need to read.
Okay.
And I have read a book. I've been to Stacks Omega. Their menu is about as big as the biggest book I've ever read.
That does not count. Only one that counts is what's it, Cap Factory, Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, that's
that counts
too.
As a book.
You know what? When you can only read like a part of it and have to put like a bookmark in that menu, that's a problem.
It's one thing to not do it, Cato. It's another to brag about it. To well, be I'm, like, I, well, I'm proud like, I ain't ever read no book.
Well, I've heard, what is that? I'm not what you call a reader. Mm-hmm. Where did I hear that from?
Me.
Across the room right there.
Yeah.
Service.
I think that ball just went back across the net.
I do read.
Just kidding, Tori.
Just kidding.
Okay, thank you. I do read, though, some books.
But we're not going to Wimbledon anytime soon.
Well, if we do, it'd be a heck of a match.
The bad thing's when you're reading to your kids and you ask them what this word is.
And then brag about it.
You're just kidding, right?
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
A lot of people looking for jobs, and it turns out there are some things that could secretly cause you to lose that job offer at a job interview.
Hmm.
And they're pretty easy if you know about them.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what they are.
Dun, dun, dun.
You're being judged a lot more than you realize whenever you go to a job interview.
No, I pretty much feel judged the whole time.
Yeah.
It's more than you know. There's things happening behind the scenes that you're not even aware of. Questions that are being asked that don't seem like they're part of the interview, but they are. People reporting back to the interviewer that you didn't know were part of the process.
I appreciate this information because I have not had to look for a job in years, and I just need to re-up my skills.
Okay, kid. Well, I will try to help you.
Yeah.
All right. The very first thing you should know is how you treat the receptionist could matter.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Many people say that the job interviewer will ask the receptionist how you treated them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you aren't nice to the receptionist, it may ruin your interview no matter how well it went with the interviewer.
That's good. A good one.
Good.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
That, you know, because if you walk in, you're like, I'm here to get to see that job. Can you hurry up, please, and get me in there? I'm important. And
yeah.
They're like, okay, I'm going to tell the interviewer this happened. And suddenly, you don't come across the way you came across so nicely in that interview.
Humility goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next thing is, a lot of job interviewers will ask a question that doesn't have a correct answer. They do this particularly at tech jobs like Google and Facebook. They'll ask a question like, how many golf balls would fit in a school bus?
Oh, I got the answer.
What is it?
None of mine, because I've lost them in the woods.
That would be a good answer.
Yes, funny.
But what they want to do is they want to see if someone would try to do it or if they would explain why there really isn't a right answer, because it would depend on things like how big is the school bus and, you know, situations like that. If they don't ask those questions, then they're probably someone who jumps to conclusions too quickly and doesn't think problems through well enough.
That's probably me, because they'd ask that question, how many golf balls fit in a school bus or whatever. I would say 53,621.
Yeah.
And they'd say, how'd you come up with that? I said, I don't know. It's just a good guess.
And they would be like, nope. Okay.
And then I'd say, prove it. Prove it. Has that been done?
Okay, you're not getting the job, no matter what you say.
But points for confidence.
Thank you.
All right, next thing is to see if you're a team player. A manager at a restaurant said that they would often leave a broom on the floor. As they walked by, they would see if the person picked it up or just stepped over it. They were looking for people who solved problems who didn't think, yeah. Oh, that's not my job. I don't have to do that.
Really? See, then the Harris Teeter, they know I'm a team player. You know how people drop stuff off a shelf or a box of cereal might fall over?
Right.
If I see it, I always put it back in the right place and make it look good.
Oh, man. I'll bet they'll be calling us any minute now.
Well, the longer I stay there, I have to go back to the bar.
Okay.
So I get a second
They visit. Notice that, too.
And if you've been at the bar and you're trying to help restock the shelves, you got that cereal box in a Pop-Tart section, that ain't good.
All right. They can also check to make sure that you don't lie about things. For example, they may ask you, oh, you worked at this old job. Do you know Zeke who worked there? And they're making that up. And if you pretend to know Zeke, you're not getting the job.
Well, they should not have lied in the first place.
They're testing you.
They started the lie, like, you know Zeke, and they're making up that name.
I'd be like, oh, I thought you said Pete. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't know Zeke.
But are they going to call you? They ain't going to call you out to your face. Like, we just made that up. There's no such name as Zeke.
Because his name is Pete, silly goose.
But you're right, Hawk. It's unethical that they're lying to you.
Yeah.
It's like when the police interrogate someone.
Right.
They lie about the situation to try to catch the killer or whoever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, you lied. That's entrapment.
A lot of people don't know this, but it's not entrapment, and it's actually legal for the police to lie to you, but illegal for you to lie to them.
That's not right.
It seems unfair, but that's the rules. So anytime you're talking to police, they're allowed to lie to you, but you will go to jail for lying to them.
So they say, I clocked you going 87 and a 55, and it's not the real numbers. And you're like,
no way, I was only going 75.
Yeah, and then they got you.
Yeah, but the one time I was like, really? Can you prove that? And he did. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that ticket.
They'll show you the radar.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with asking.
Most time are on the side of the road now and tell you how fast you're going in those zones. And, you know, you see it pop up. And they got the blue lights right there. Have you seen those?
No.
They're in Asheville.
That's why I ain't seen them.
It's like you go through there and you got those little blue lights like a police officer. And it shows, yeah, you're going 97 in a 52 mile an hour.
Oh, on an interstate?
Yeah.
Holy crap, Hawk.
I'm thinking of neighborhoods where they have, you're going this fast. And it says, slow down.
You see those police lights up ahead, people are going to automatically slow down in that section. Hmm. We're doing construction.
Which is true.
Yeah.
I'd be thrilled to death it wasn't a real cop.
Yeah, I know.
It gives you Instead of wee-woo. All right, and then number one, the water test. This is pretty common. They offer you water. If you say yes, it makes you seem confident.
You're never supposed to say yes because then they get your DNA when you drink from it, and then they can report you for a crime.
Okay, that's wrong. If you chug it too fast, though, you look nervous. So they say the best answer is to say yes to the water, but just take a sip.
Can you just say, hey, I prefer to have just the soda if you don't mind. You got that?
Kato's like, could I have whiskey?
Well, I was going to say, what if they, one of the trick questions is they're like, hey, would you like a bourbon?
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You don't get the job.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Unless it's for a liquor rep.
Well, you know, the
that's
good thing is,
job I could do.
Even if you don't get the job, you got a free drink.
True.
Okay.
Well, but, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, boss, right?
Keep in mind that water test. Go ahead and ask for if they say, hey, you want some water, take it. It makes you look confident, like you're not afraid to ask for something, but don't drink the thing and chug it down. Just have a few sips of it.
What happens if you get a nervous bladder, though? And then you're sitting in there and you go to the bathroom, but like you can't go to the bathroom in the middle of the interview.
You got a cup there.
Well, it's full still of water, unless you drank it all.
Kato's got a point, though. That shows that you have the ability to take and use unusual situations to your advantage.
Creativity.
Adapt and overcome.
Yeah.
Think outside the box. No, stay inside the box.
Yeah, stay inside the box. We ain't doing that.
Pee in the cup.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.